Welcome us all, and we're just to settle back, settle in. And then I'll be doing a few numbers, most of which will be kind of inviting you to join and sing. And then I would like to do a little medley of songs that focuses in on, in one way, on some issues that I deal with in my work, which are both kind of personal and political, and kind of the arena in which I do my justice work. And then come out of that and end with songs of hope and celebration. Would encourage you all to feel free to munch and swallow and come and go if you need more. But to also enter into the words and the spirit of the words of the evening. It's not just going to be a concert of random songs. There will be some focus to it, and in a way it might seem a little bit like a forum or a workshop, but that's partly what this place is about too. All righty.
We're going to sing a song that a lot of you know the chorus to, and some of you know the words to the verses. It's Thirsty Boots. We sing it every time we sing. boring. No, it's a wonderful song, so please join in when you feel comfortable with it.
You've long been on the open road, you've been sleeping in the rain. From dirty words and muddy cells, your clothes are soiled and stained. But the dirty words, the mud of cells, will soon be judged insane. So only stop and rest yourself, and you'll be off again. Oh, take off your thirsty boots and stay for a while. Your feet are hot and weary from a dusty mile. And maybe I can make you laugh, and maybe I can try. Just looking for the evening and the morning in your eyes. And tell me of the ones you saw as far as you can see. Across the plains from field to town, a marching to be free. And of the rusted prison gates that tumble by degree, like laughing children, one by one they look like you and me. Oh, take off your thirsty boots and stay for a while. Your feet are hot and weary from a dusty mile. And maybe I can make you laugh, and maybe I can try. Just looking for the evening and the morning in your eyes. I know you are no stranger down the crooked rainbow trails, from dancing cliff edge shattered sills to slandered shackled jails, where the voices drift up from below as walls are being scaled. Yes, all of this and more, my friend, your song shall not be failed. Oh, take off your thirsty boots and stay for a while. Your feet are hot and weary from a dusty mile. And maybe I can make you laugh, and maybe I can cry. Just looking for the evening and the morning in your eyes. So take off your thirsty boots and stay for a while. Your feet are hot and weary from a dusty mile. And maybe I can make you laugh, and maybe I can try. Just looking for the evening and the morning in your eyes.
One of the things that I remember about my father when I was young is he taught us to light a candle. It happened one year that I can remember. I was probably 7 or 8 years old. I had three brothers who were younger than I was. We gathered before the Christmas tree. He must have got the idea from the Christmas Eve service. But he gathered us there with our pajamas on, and he gave us each candles. And he said, light your candles. We lit our candles, and then he said, read the verse about let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works. Sometimes I like to change that to gifts of grace and give glory to God. I like to start off each time I feel like I'm sharing something quite personal with myself to remember the encouragement, his encouragement to do that, and also just to test and see how nervous I am to start with. I'm pretty good. This is an easy one because I can put my hand on the edge, you see. There have been times where it's been kind of just kind of a reality test. You can see, I can see. We can't hide it, right? I can't remember if I've done this one or not since I've been here, but do join in because I think this is what we're on about here. I'm looking for some longtime friends. I'm looking for some longtime friends. Life's a long and a twisted road, many curves and unseen bends. So I'm looking for some longtime friends. Good friends tend to slip out of your reach. If you walk too tall and you keep too straight a path, with your eyes so far ahead that you can't see by your side, you'll never see your longtime friend. I'm looking for some longtime friends. I'm looking for some longtime friends. Life's a long and a twisted road, many curves and unseen bends. So I'm looking for some longtime friends. There are men I hold close to my heart, and women too will always be a part of my life. You got to know each heart is real, and each life can touch your own. And this world will be your longtime home. I'm looking for some longtime friends. I'm looking for some longtime friends. Life's a long and a twisted road, many curves and unseen bends. So I'm looking for some longtime friends. It's a wide world with many ways to live, many ways to love and ways to give. I'm not so sure I want to find just one soul to blend with mine. So I'm looking for some long-time friends. I'm looking for some long-time friends. I'm looking for some long-time friends. Life's a long and a twisted road, many curves and unseen bends. So I'm looking for some long-time friends. That's a song by a woman named Kathy Winter. This next song is by a man named Charlie King. We did one of Charlie's the other night called Our Life is More Than Our Work. And this one's just a little bit different way into some of the same issues about that. Since I've been a kid, my life's been a mad one. Getting ahead when I knew that I had one. Trying to win when I just could have had fun. Playing the game by the rules. Folks told me I had to be the smartest, those that go furthest are those that try hardest. I was feeding the slave, starving the artist. Unicorns can't work like mules. Grammar school, I studied hard for high school. Getting into high school, college occupied those high school years. And the one thing wrong with this rat race we've been running all our lives is those rats keep winning. Well, I knew college meant fierce competition, so I sold my soul to the dean of admission, trying to survive in a game of attrition. It was tough, but I knew I could beat it. You never get by with just getting by, so I picked me a job where the salary was high. Got me a piece of that pie in the sky, though I never had time to eat it. 22 and all I want's a high-paying job. I picked one because it had a good retirement plan. And the one thing wrong with this rat race we've been running all our lives is those rats keep winning. Well, I went to work like the busiest beaver, a climbing executive, overachiever, the Calvinist work ethic's truest believer. I hope that the bosses could see me. Well, I got the day, my day plan down to the minute. Life is a fight, I know I can win it. I'm beating the system by working within it. Ah, don't you just wish you could be me? Who knows, someday they may make me chairman of the board. I'd be great, like Gloria Vanderbilt, Rockefeller, Henry Ford. And the one thing wrong with this rat race we've been running all our lives is those rats keep winning. Well, I'm a citizen of prosperous nation, built on hard work and shrewd speculation. And I know in my heart if we could just whip inflation, we'd again be the biggest and the best. Well, we've had our share of this earth and its spoils, coffee grown rich on Colombian soils, sugar, Iranian oils. My God, how this land has been blessed. Now those little countries turn their backs, their big friend. Seems like we're just about to go to war again. And the one thing wrong with this rat race we've been running all our lives is those rats keep winning. Well, it seems that my life just getting madder. The closer I get to the top of the ladder, I feel like I'm just getting older and sadder. I'm not proud of the things I did. The road to the top is winding and shifty. You gotta dress like a king and tell your wife to be thrifty. You're working till 8, you're dying at 50. I did it all for my kids. How I love to see them on the weekends if they're home. Seems like yesterday that they were born, now they're grown. And the one thing wrong with this rat race we've been running all our lives is those rats keep winning. Yesterday, a couple days ago, it was a really sunny day here, and I was walking up to the store there. John Schramm was following me. A couple of people were sitting out there on the deck, sort of kind of cuddled up. Yeah, there they are right there. John signaled right up. And they were just as comfortable as can be. And John said, "Haven't you anything better to do than to?" And it reminded me of a time in my life where something like that happened to me early one morning. part of this trying to contradict, you know, not working your head off all the time. This is the story. Dawn was breaking the dark, early morning in the park. The birds were all singing away. This walk I was taking, 'cause bad dreams had shaken my spirit, and I'd awakened dismayed. So I stopped, settled down to a spot on the ground to watch the sun welcome the day. Started feeling at ease, from my worries released, when a voice from behind me exclaimed, "Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there?" Here I'd been thinking this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Well, I quick turned around to the source of this sound, these unpleasant words to my ear. It was an elderly lady thinking, "Maybe I should be someplace but here. Or is this what she means, that a grown man in blue jeans is probably wasting his time? Sitting this way at the start of the day, watching the sun start to climb. Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there?" Here I've been thinking this was the best thing I'd done for a while. You know, it bothered me some to be treated kind of like a bum, greeted with such rude display. As my feelings grew caustic, my mind was at loss to explain why I sat there this way. So I pondered the facts: can a man ever sit and relax and still know he's okay? Or was I simply a jerk for not being at work at 6:30 a.m. on a Monday? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Here I've been thinking this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Well, I walked home recovering, called up a brother and said, "Let's play tennis till 10. Well, our game was so splendid, when we had ended, we promised next Monday we'd do it again. After the match, as I soaked in my bath, thinking, gee, I should get to work soon, I took a sip of my tea. Then I thought of that lady, and I sat there till mid-afternoon. Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? The best thing I've done for a while. All right. To Michael and Sonia. And all you others, I know you do it. let's see here. Here's a song I didn't know where to put, so I'm going to put it right here. I'm not going to do it on the piano. I'm just going to do it a cappella, I think. It goes like this. Any one of us can make a difference if just for once we'll say with some persistence, here's what's going on inside. Nobody wants to hide away. And any two of us can get together, get to know how much we really need each other, find a way to confide. Nobody wants to hide away. Nobody wants to hide. Nobody wants to hide. Nobody wants to hide away. Any three of us can find an angle, we're still free enough to try and untangle this old world before it's died. Nobody wants to hide away. And any four of us can make a quorum, build a platform, start a movement, organize a forum where love will abide. Nobody wants to hide away. Nobody wants to hide. Nobody wants to hide. No, nobody wants to hide away. If I were the whole world's lover, if I'd open wide, not taken cover, if I could only find it in me to give you time and give you shelter, I know that it would be much better for me and you. But I've a shell that hasn't been broken, haven't found the words that'll crack me open, and it's your good grace that keeps me hope, and we will see it through. I can't help but think of the risk I'd be taking, yet something in me says I'd be made whole in the breaking, would not be forsaken of the life I'd be making. I've been thinking a whole lot lately about a man who healed by love and faith, a man who won the right to say that we could always love that way and never count the cost. But when they saw what that ragged stranger with his hopeful love and his perfect anger was spelling out for the plans they made, they hung him on a cross. So I just can't help but think of the risk I'd be taking, Yet something in me says I'd be made whole in the break and would not be forsaken of the life I'd be making. If I were the whole world's lover, if I'd open wide, not taken cover, if I could only find it in me to give you time and give you shelter, I know that it would be much better for me and you. I'd like to take you a little further in, okay? I'd like to sing a medley of songs that people often ask me what I do connected with men's concerns. I find it difficult to talk about men's concerns. I find it easier for me to paint pictures around certain things that happen between men that don't happen, things I observe. So I'd like to sing a medley of songs that have to do with, oh, men together, affection, fear, homophobia, violence, fathers, sons, lovers, brothers, and more. And let's do it.
I'd not forget it. The headline in the paper said the boy had been beaten round the head, left for dead. He never saw the morning. Faggot was a word they'd scrawled in red across his bedroom wall. Sometimes I wish I never had been born.
It's been so long since I
By Charlie King called If I Were the Whole World's Lover. Next song is one called How Many Lovers Have You Counted? Or How Many Lovers? It's a chance to think the other way around, not only as the lover but the loved. Not only as the loved as a lover in its narrowest connotations, but a loved as someone who is loved by more than the sexual lover, but friends, trees, wilderness. The song has a chorus. It'll give you a chance to think about all the lovers that have been in your life. Think about all the lovers that are in your life right now. And for me, even more heartrending is to think about all the lovers that are yet to be, that I don't even know are there. Very simple, it goes like this.
How many lovers have you counted? How many lovers have you now? How many lovers in a lifetime? How many lovers and how?
Next time, okay?
How many lovers in the springtime? How many lovers in the fall? How many lovers in the winter time when you need them most of all? How many lovers have you come? Sometimes one seems one too many. what you have is plenty. And plenty's enough to see you through. How many lovers have you counted? How many lovers have you now? How many lovers in a lifetime? How many lovers and how? Yes, how many lovers and how?
Well, this one has the next to the last song. We're moving into hope and, you know, stuff. Judy reminded me, Vincent, I forgot about this song. Oh, I'm so glad you told me about it. Reminded me. Said it's just the song. Some of you may know it. It's called the Garden Song. It goes like this. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, God bless these seeds I sow. Please warm them from below until the rain comes tumbling down. A lot of words there, but I think they're pretty natural words, so. Listen carefully and see if you can pick them up. We'll sing the chorus a couple more times.
Pulling weeds, picking stones, we are made of dreams and bones. Feel the need to grow my own, for the time is close at hand. Grain for grain, sun and rain, find my way in nature's chain. Tune my body and brain to the music of the land. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake, all it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, God bless the seeds, God bless the seeds I sow. Please warm them from below until the rain comes tumbling down. Plant your rose short or long, season with a prayer and a song. Mother Earth will make you strong if you give her love and care. Old Crow watches hungrily from a spot in yonder tree. In my garden I'm as free as that feathered thief up there. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, God bless these seeds I sow.
One more time in the plural, okay?
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, God bless these seeds we sow. God warm them from below until the rain comes a tumbling down.
Jesse.
The last song we're going to sing, everybody's going to sing it. If you feel so inclined to do so. It's a song that I just heard for the first time a few weeks ago, and it's one that Holly Near and
Ronnie Gilbert
sings. and it moved me a lot the first time I heard it, and it made me. Anyway, you'll catch on. It's real easy. What's the name of it? I don't even know.
Well, if I were to entitle it, I would call it Singing. Call it Singing for Our Lives.
That's a good title. And there's different verses, and I'll just be kind of speaking out the verses, and then you'll just sing that. Anyway, you'll catch on real quickly.
We are
On the Illinois prairie, we grew up side by side, constant companions till the sun left the sky. We played baseball till twilight, watched the lightning bugs fly. And the nights held the secrets of the dreams we confide. The stars beamed the mysteries no mind understood. We talked of the difference between the bad and the good. And with a knife we etched into our hands as into wood. Pushed our palms together, became brothers in blood. Johnny, 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 I'll tell you no lies. Yes, we cut one another, and I called you blood brother, and I promise I'd tell you no lies. His daddy had been a pilot in the Second World War. He'd won a medal, so he'd never forget all his stories of the fighting he told with little regret. We would listen, and always he'd tell us one more. He'd speak of Spitfires, Focke Wulfs, whenever he could. Then we'd put on his khaki helmet and go play soldier in the wood. Oh, we'd dogfight with model airplanes like little boys should, never knowing the truth about our brothers in blood. Johnny, 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 he told us a lie. For they cut one another, never spoke of the blood. Brother Johnny, he told us a lie. Well, our games turned from playing to the business of life. I studied democracy, Johnny carried the knife. I was told it was a bullet, so quick, so clean. It tore his head from his shoulders, shattered our dreams. Perhaps it was the stories his daddy left untold, the nightmares of the heroes and the cripples growing old. Or perhaps he really thought he could be bought or even sold. It's left me cold and holding the lie. Johnny, 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 he told us a lie. And you were cut by another, my silent blood brother. Oh, Johnny, they told you a lie. Yes, Johnny, they're telling us lies. This is a song based on a story that I did, an incident with my daughter one night going to bed. The night is gently falling on the happy times we've had today. I've brought your glass of water once again. Before I tuck you in and say goodnight, I love you. Is there anything you'd like to talk about or ask of me, my daughter?
You're looking worried. Tell me, what's it all about? Is it something that the kids have said at school? Did they hurt you in their ignorance? Did they scare you in their pride? Did they laugh at you? Did they make you feel the fool? You can tell me. You can tell me. You can tell me. I won't laugh at you singing. You can tell me. You can tell me. You can tell me. I won't laugh at you. What's that you say? It's not any of the things I've mentioned. They said something else that's got your attention, and you think I'll think you're silly if you say it. I don't think that I will think you're silly. I've heard some mighty silly statements in my time, and I expect that I'll be hearing more. So all the kids are saying the world will end in 1984, and Minneapolis will have a war this year. And you're thinking maybe we could move to England before then, 'cause they've had their war, so they'll not have one again. You can tell me. You can tell me. You can tell me. I won't laugh at you. You can tell me. You can tell me. You can tell me. I won't laugh at you. Now that I'm listening, you want to know if there are really bombs so big that they could kill the people high up on the hill, at the same time folks are dying in the valley. Why the men with guns would come and roam the streets where children run, hide in alleys up on roofs, shoot at anything that moves. I don't know what to say when you ask me why there's war. Never heard a reason to believe in. And if you're feeling frightened, I'm not surprised. Of course I'll hold you while you go to sleep. Now rest your eyes, you're oh so wise. You can tell me. You can tell me. You can tell me I won't laugh at you. You can tell me. You can tell me. You can tell me I won't laugh at you. Love of my life, I am crying. I am not dying, I am dancing, dancing along in the madness. There is no sadness, only a song of the soul, and we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along, and we can sing for a long, long time.
Sing this song. Why don't you sing on?
You can be happy. Follow your heart, it will find you. Truth will unbind you. Sing out a song of the soul, and we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along? And we can sing.
Roughly translated, this closing song means, let's see. I lift up my eyes to the heavens. I live in a sacred manner. I live. It goes like this.
Waka kanya wa. Wakan kanya wa onwe mita sunge oda yelohi. Wakan kanya wa onwe, wakan kanya wa onwe mapia.